Okay, so let's go back a little bit to the end of last week, back to the end of Reish Samach Gimel. In the look, to check something out on the page of the Torah, I think it's on your page of the Torah as well, and that is at the end of the Beis Yosef. So the last section of the Beis Yosef is about not cutting off the is about the Nefel, the child who passed away. So you so we cut off so we do a Mila there. So if you look at the last section before the last section, it says Uvagos Maimun Perak Alf Mihilchus Mila. It's right on mine, at least it's where the on page Tzadi Beis, where the in the Beis Yosef, where it goes from thick lines to thin lines.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So Vagos Maimun Perak Tes Mihilchus Mila, Kasav Shama, Shenogu Lahasir, it's Perak Aleph, right? Shenogu Lahasir Orlas Hanafelu Mitzur Uva Evan, who? Shem Tekanas HaPoshim. That the minhag to take the orla off is because of the tekanas haposhim, as you say in the Gemara, as in the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, ma'avir ha'orla min ha'katanim shemesu v'lo malu v'nosna al poshi Yisrael. That we remove the orla from the katanim that die, and v'lo ma'avir ha'orla min ha'katanim shemesu v'lo malu and that died and didn't have a bris v'nosna al poshi Yisrael and placed on the poshi Yisrael. What in the world is that talking about? So if you take, so you didn't understand, but now the if you look in the Hagos Va'aro, so it quotes the Medrash. It says, V'zel l'shono ha-medrash, Amar Rabbi Levi, l'asid lavo, in the future, Avram Yoshev al-Pesach Gehenim, ve'inu maniach ad-damahu me'yisrael le'ri l'tilcha. So Avram stands guard at the opening to Gehenim, and any Jew who has a bris, he doesn't allow to go back in, right? He's very connected to that mitzvah. So v'osun shechatu, yosem yidai, mahu osalahem. So those people that sinned more, so what happens to them? So mavir esa orla me'al gabe tinokos, shemesu, ad shalom malu, v'nosnu aleim uridim l'gehenim. So what they did is they would take the orlas. I mean, no idea what I was talking about last week. But you take here is take the orlas from those babies that died without having a bris, and you place it on them, and then they go to Gehenna. Meaning the guys who were like really really bad, but they had a bris. So what are you going to do? They can't get Avram's not letting them into Gehenna. So the Medrash seems to imply, right? Mashma actually explains she Avram Avinu who shemavir haorla shemavir ola. That Avram Avinu is the one who removes the orla. Uvagos maybe kasev shakadosh baruch hu shemavir orla v'kenin kasev vagos Mordechai shehivi adarki Moshe. That is either Moshe or Hashem, but somebody removes the orla from these children and places it on these sinners. So midrash them meduyak or is a michlal delo mechatchinan luhu dei mechatchinan luhu hechi mavir. That therefore you shouldn't cut it off, because if you cut it off, how is he going to take it off? Then came Divrei Hagos by Mitzarachian. Shekiach Midrash Zeh Shemalim Osed. You should give the mila lifnei kavurasa before the burial. The Efshar Latarth became into Orlas Hanafalim Amura Liinasein Al Poshi Yisrael Anu Makdimin Refuah Lamaka. Right, so how do we do? I mean, he has got a problem here. On one hand, you have the Medrash seeming to imply that the should be that these orlas are used. I mean, the babies are. Then the orlas from these babies are used to place on the sinners. On the other hand, you have the Hagos Maimon saying that they're cut off so that they can't be used for the Poshei Yisrael. So the Hagos, so whoever this is, the Hagos Va'aros explains, says, yeah, so you, what's going on? There is such an idea of taking those orlas and placing it on the bodies of the sinners. But we're gonna try to avoid that, right? We don't want even the sinners to go to Gehenim. So anu machdimin refu lamaku matzila mesaposhim. We even say in the sinners megzeirazu adishachotkenu masir mesa orlas hanafalim. In the fact that we cut off the orlas from the nefalim, and that's what the Agos Baimene says mishum tekanas haposhim in order to help out the poshim. So an interesting question: do we help out the poshim or not help out the poshim? It's actually it could be like a good Shabbos Shuvah drasha or something like that, right? So we even don't want the sinners to be punished. That's what the Agos Baimene says. So therefore we give a bris to the children that are nefalim. In order to avoid their oil is being used for the sinners. Okay? That's what the Medrash here comments.
So then the sinners will not go to Gehenna.
Right, so what happens to them? It sounds like they're not going to go to Gehenna.
They won't get Kapara.
I mean, the whole thing is difficult. I mean, how do you understand the first half of the Medrash also? I mean, Avram sits there and keeps people out. Yeah. It sounds like even people borderline don't go in. Why? Because they had a bris.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's complicated. So does somebody ever do this?
We didn't do
they
it.
Put the orlas
on? No. It's not. It's not referring to anything physical. It's referring to this medrash. Oh. It's referring to, in order to keep Avram from going ahead and, or whoever, it doesn't say Avram did it. Whoever, to keep away,
Avram is dealing with souls.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell if Shemavir ha'orla. Yeah, it sounds like the way he's learning it is that Avram would do it. Avraham would take the orlas and do it, whatever that means. But yeah, there was no physical thing going on in this world of removing one of removing them and placing them on somebody else. Okay. Also here, and then this is part of the discussion that we started last week. And that is the issue of giving a bris to non-Jews. So here in the Darkei Moshe, it quotes here from the in Gimel of the Darkei Moshe. It says, "V'chasav beis Yosef simin reish tamachvav kasper bein Yerucham shekasvu hagaonim the aser lamul goy shelo l'shem geiros." That the Darkei Moshe that it's prohibited that they quote in the name of Rabbeinu Yerucham. Beis Yosef himself quotes this. Where's the Beis Yosef himself quoted? That the Gaonim write that you're not allowed to give a bris to a guy for the purpose of that's not for the purpose of geiros. Sounds like there's some prohibition of giving a milah to a guy. So we'll get to that in a second. Because while we're back here, you can take a look. Where's the Beis Yosef quote this? It's the very last halacha in Hilchos Milah. You go the end of Siman Reish Samach Vav. So he quotes the name of Rabbeinu Yerucham, B'shem HaGaonim, Aser Lamal Gai Shalom L'Shem Geiros. One is prohibited from giving a bris to a guy, not for the purpose of geiros. So, as we'll see now, there's a little bit of a problem with that, because the Gemara itself, as we started getting into last week, the Gemara itself seems to say there's a problem with giving a bris to a guy. So how do we understand that? So, if we go to the Shulchan Aruch here,
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was going in the. No. It's all right. It's a quote of what we saw. Nothing. It's okay. So if we go now back into the Shulchan Aruch itself, so in Shulchan Aruch at the end of Reish Samach Gimel, so the Rama quotes us again the name of Rabbeinu Yerucham, right? Va'aser lamol obe kochavim. There's an absolute prohibition in giving a bris to Ovdei Kochavim, not for the purpose of geiros. So if you take a look at the Shach here, so the Shach in Reish Samach Gimel Siv Ches, so the Shach says, L'chora mashma divrei harav demishum iser mila b'Ovdei Kochavim naguba. V'chein mashma beis Yosef, so sim Reish Samach Vav, kein kas b'kturei zav, l'hedya hatam, given the ain kavana so legayer that because their kavana is not to be megayer lama nasir cherpa so mimenu. Why should we remove this cherpa from them? Ulachatimo b'chosim b'rish kodesh a bris kodesh and to give them the signature of a bris kodesh. So it sounds like that there's some kind of prohibition of imposing a bris just for the purpose of because you're making them Jew like. Now. There are several reasons that are given for what this prohibition is, but one of them that is actually mentioned is the idea that we can't make them look like a non-Jew because they might trick us. And this has a makor. This is a source for actually Gemara Maseches Menachos that it says you're not permitted to sell a talis to a guy that has tzitzis on it. Why? The chashinin sheyitluva li Yisrael b'derech v'yachshu shumi Yisrael v'yargenu hagoy. That we're afraid that a Jew might meet him, think that he's a Jew, and the guy is going to be able to more easily kill him. So perhaps it's the same thing with regards to Mila. Don't give him a Mila, because then he's going to be able to trick people into being that you think that he's Jewish, and he'll be able to kill them. Now, the Mishnah Berurah himself quotes the name of the Chai Adam, which is going back a few hundred years, that says, B'zmanazeh, that there's no such Isser, because we don't have to worry, I guess, seeing if the Mishnah Berurah says exactly what the reason is inside, but non-Jews are not chashud on shvichas dam. That's what he says. They're not in the same way, I guess, using the same numbers that perhaps they once were. So therefore, if there's no prohibition of giving tzitzis to them, kal chomer, that would not be a cause to keep away from giving them bris milas. But there seems so maybe that's what he's talking about, or maybe he's talking about a more metaphysical thing of that we don't want to give them the bris kodesh. But the Shach goes against us. The Shach says, no, aval yivshar lomar kain. The Bishas perik beis, the Avodah Zarah, the sugya, the moridin, umalin, in the sugya of who you dump in and who you can lift out of a pit. So there it says, Garcia and Tanu Rabbanan, Yisrael mal ha'ubikulchavim l'shum ger lafuki l'shum morna delo. That a Jew is permitted to give a bris to a non-Jew, l'shum ger, for the purpose of them converting, as opposed to if you're just removing a parasite, some kind of refuah. And Rashi there explains, Tolashi ish bu'orla, delo da'asul refuah so b'chinam, da'amran lo malin v'lo meridim, because you're not allowed to heal them for free. But what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to heal them for money, or to avoid eva. V'chein kasa tozo sham, d'taymahu da'asul refuah son b'chinam, aval b'schar shabud mutter to be paid. V'chein kasa v'araba, m'so filchos mila, ha'ovikulchom, sh'sarach lachtuch or alasm, if they maka, o shchin, sh'nol bo, asur li yisrael lachtuch or so, sh'ovikulchavim, in malin or so, that the Jews shouldn't be helping them out, midimisa v'lo meridin or so, ela afal pi shenasa mitzvah berfuah zu sharei lo nischavin lemitzvah. You can't push him in. What's this? Also, midim misa. Also mitzvah berfuah zu sharei lo nischavin lemitzvah. Because even if your pastor are even doing a mitzvah with this refuah, sharei zu lo, plus you don't have kavana for that mitzvah, you're just trying to help them. Harei, the lo aser el, what's for our purposes? The lo aser el mishum refuah, the only issue is a refuah issue. Halav hachi, if not for that, there wouldn't be an issue mishum mila, v'shari afilu shalol l'shem geiris, kagon b'schar b'chahai gavna. V'chin kasam v'chaber, v'ra'an, etc. And therefore he concludes that he thinks that it's, that's the only reason, that it's a reason of not like being nice to them, but not going on a medical physical reason. Therefore, if they're paying you, it should be permissible.
He's saying that the issue of mila or gaius, if you do it for medical reasons and you do it for free.
Right. The Shach says this is not a mila issue. This is a hilchos avodah zarah issue. And the Gemara tells in the Maseches Avodah Zarah that we shouldn't be giving Ovdei Avodah Zarah, at least for free medicine, free Medicare for all, right?
So it's not for a medical reason you could do it. Is that what you're
saying? No. I think what he's saying is but if he pays you, so then it would be permissible. I mean, there's no
for medical reason. But let's say it's not for medical reason; it's just for aesthetics.
But that's medical. I mean. I think that's what he's talking about, meaning doing them this favor. You're not supposed to be doing them favors. Well, so doing them a favor is a problem. Okay. But if he's paying you for it, so then it should be okay. So the end up here is a machlokas of some suggesting that there is some reason, some halachic reason that we're not supposed to go around giving brises to people, versus this idea that it's a medical reason. That's the way that it's broken down here. She'isuhu dafka kishe ha'goy rotza lamal tzorach refuah, but some, however, say that there's a specific issue when it comes to Mila, that we shouldn't give them the sign of a bris kodesh, or because, and this is, the Taz says this here, but not so clearly, but he says this is what the Taz is actually saying, Avram Avinu Einu Maniach L'Nimo L'Chanes L'Gehenim, because Avram Avinu doesn't quotes that medrash that we quoted before. Avram Avinu stands guard and makes sure that no Jews that have a bris go into Gehenim. And if non-Jews also have a bris, so then how's Avram Avinu going to know who's Jewish and who's not Jewish? And he's not going to be able to make sure that the Jews don't go into Gehenim based on that. So those are a few of the metaphysical reasons to categorize them as that, to make sure that they don't go in. Now he does point out here, so how do we pass him? We probably pass him like the Shach. We generally pass him like the Shach in these things, but we... So the Lamaisi says, there are those who say that if the guy wants to have a bris for healing, or to keep away machalos, which is probably the most standard thing, or things like those type, or there's other reasons because of the Eva issue, or if he pays you, right, so then it would be permissible. But if he says, ulam kasher rotza lama bishvil mitzvahs daito, if he wants it for his own religion, you're not allowed to give that, you're not allowed to do it even for payment, machma satam and dil'il, based on the previous... based on the reasons that we mentioned. And he comments here, so what do we always hear? We always hear this idea that all the Jews in Israel get their practice, the Moalim in Israel get their practice on Arab babies, right? We've heard this idea. So he's like, basically, like, wait a second, why are the Arabs getting a bris? Right? If they're getting a bris in order because for health reasons, so then, okay, they're just like giving a bris to anybody. But if they're saying, no, no, this is our fulfillment of our religious tenet, so all of a sudden it becomes a little bit of a problem. So wait, what's going on here? Why is that okay? Because you're like encouraging their religion. And then therefore he says, maybe you'd be permitted. Meaning if you otherwise are going to be shut down over it, so maybe it's okay. Meaning if you're a doctor in a hospital and their religion says you should be circumcised by the doctor in the hospital, so like if you're going to lose your license over it, maybe it's okay. But wait a second. But who says that you learning how to do a mila in order so that you'll be able to do the mitzvah, who says that that's okay? Who says that's included in one of the things that is permissible? So it is maybe a little suspicious to go ahead and do that. If that in fact is what their goal is in order to be a full tenant of their religion. However, then we get to this Piskei Tshuva down here. This is the Piskei Tshuva Sif Yudalit. Piskei Tshuva Kos Ha'Yedi. Okay, so in Sif Yudalit, he says, I am a Shagas Aryeh Simen Memtes. The Inyan, remember the Shagas Aryeh raises his own questions. He has a long essay on this topic. Linyan ha-grayim she min hagon lamul es atzmo achar yud gimel shana. I'm not sure who they are.
The grayim was the descendants of Hagar. That would include probably Arabs.
Because the Gemara uses a different term for that.
Hagarim is in the Tehillim, we know.
Okay, but, it might be referring to Arabs, yeah. So the Shagas Aryeh, okay. But see, the Gemara talks about this and uses a different term for them. But okay, so min hagan lamal es asma achar yud gimel shana. So you mutter u mitzvah li yisrael lamal osa. Could a Jew go ahead and give them that bris? Olo. Okay. So v'chasav, he says, the das harambam shebnei ketura shehem zaru shel avraham shebo achar yishmol v'yitzchak chayv en b'mila. What's going on here? So there are, after Avram was given the mitzvah of giving a bris to his children, he had more children. And the Torah seems to imply, and the Gemara quotes, that he gave a bris to those children as well, that he was commanded to give a bris to those children. In fact, the Gemara asks, well, wait a second, why shouldn't the sons of the Yitzhak and Yishmael, it says, why didn't... Yishmael is also his son, which he gave a bris to. So he quotes the pasuk, "Yitzchak yelachazara," that Yitzchak will be your descendant. But we also see the Gemara implies that he was told to give a bris to the other children as well. So the Rambam claims that not only, and the Rambam says this in Hilchos Malachim, Perik, what he quotes here, Perik Yud, it's in Perik Yud of Hilchos Malachim towards the very end. That when in his discussion of the Zionists of B'nai Noach, so he seems to add that there's also a requirement, not for all the non-Jews, but for the B'nai Keturah to have a bris. And not only that, it sounds like we might have some responsibility to make sure that they have a bris. Im kein, mutter u'mitzvah, lamolam, that there's a mitzvah, mutter u'mitzvah to give them a bris, which would then include these people, meaning these people that they got mixed in with the B'nai Keturah. The B'nai Keturah got mixed in with these people. Therefore, these people might, the kid in front of you might actually be a B'nai Keturah. So therefore, you should go ahead and give them the bris, because perhaps it's a fulfillment of that Rambam. However, Achdas Rashi on that Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, where this is discussed, he says, the B'nai Keturah, Nischaivu B'mila, the fact that B'nai Keturah, Chayvu Mila, Hainu Dafka Osu Shishasis. No. It's not Adin Ladoros, it's those six. I mean, the six children that were born to him after Yitzchak, those are the ones, Shinodul Avram. But those are not their children. Baruch Harbe Lohiach to Ikr Kadas Rashi. And the Shagas Aryeh goes and proves that he thinks like Rashi, which is a unique thing. The Shagas Aryeh is considered an Achram, but the Shagas Aryeh does this. Shagas Aryeh, like, will discuss Rishonim and say, like, oh yeah, that's why I think that one's right and that one's wrong. So, and not only that, but to choose Rashi over the Rambam, that is an interesting thing. But anyway, so he thinks that the main thing is like Rashi, which means that there's no chiyuv for them. And then he turns around and says, "V'tema." And this is at the end of that long shul. He says, "V'tema od al Rambam." That fi l'fi daito the bnei keturah. That even according to the Rambam, who says that the bnei keturah uzaram nitzdavu al amila. That even if you want to say that the bnei keturah are chayiv al amila, mikol makom la'achar shebilbul sancheir v'eskol ha'umos. All these halachos seem to fall away. After sancheir mix all the nations together, hakol petur min amila. They're all pater from mila. Therefore, it says the Shagas Aryeh that there's no mitzvah of Mila for these Arabs, and there's nothing to talk about. Right? So these same things would apply, implying also that it might be an Isser, meaning if they're doing it for their religion, so maybe it's not okay at all. Right?
I
so,
could argue that if they're mixed, you could just give it to everybody. What's the big deal?
What do you mean?
Why if you say they're mixed, therefore you can't do it, so you could say, well, they're mixed, so you might as well just get everybody.
Okay. good. Excellent. So the question. The question is the Rambam, and not only that, he doesn't include it here, but in the tshuva itself it does. In the Nod of Yehuda, who's about to quote, so the he raises the point that the Rambam himself holds of the idea of the Rebbe himself holds of the idea of sancheir of mixing everything up, meaning in the halachos of the nations that are prohibited to come in to and marry in. So the Rambam says, yeah, but this is it. Some of Membeis, those be who the Membeis, right? Yeah, but in Hilchos Yisuri Bia, he writes that that when sancheir came, mixed everything up. Therefore, you can say you don't have to worry about that person might be an Edomite, a person might be a Mitzri, right? Right? They're all mixed in. Therefore, we don't have to worry about it. So, Rambam holds of that idea. So, why all of a sudden here, when it comes to the Muslims, all of a sudden the Rambam is like, whoa, might be a Bnei Keturah, right? In which case, you should go ahead and give the bris. So, v'ayin tshuvas no debi Yehuda tinyana even ezer simen membeis. B'tshuva mi ben ha-mechares. So it's a tshuva from not the Nodavi himself, but from his child Shmuel, which I don't think I'm from. I don't think I'm from Shmuel. So that would be my great uncle, not etc. But he says shekasal the taritz kushyos hashagas aryeh. Al Rabbi wants to come and give an answer. Why? Mishum dahadas lina basa ruva. The fact that we follow the rov haynu dafka bi Yisrael. That's a Jewish din. Right, the idea that we say, oh well, we have the right to follow the majority. That's Jews that are allowed to follow the majority. Who says that the concept of holchen achar harov would apply even to bnei Noach? And he says, and v'kin kasar prima gadim. It's interesting here. He writes, it's the last paragraph. He says, after I wrote this whole tshuva, I went and found this prima gadim that says the same thing. So here in the Pesukei Tshuva, he just says the prima gadim writes the same thing. Bereishar taruvas chakira gimel leinyan umas iver min hachai aleph mem hey. You have it as iver min hachai.
No,
aleph mem hey. Okay, iver min hachai shenizbatel chad mitrei, where one was batel in two, right? So if a Jew, if you have the halacha of a nevela that falls one into two. So I think one in two, meaning now you have a rove of things. So in theory, you could say I'm going to follow the rove, and it becomes kosher, right? So v'im kain gabe Yehuda. That's what he says. By the nisbatel chad betray, that and what he goes on to say is that we would be machmer on that. There is nisbatel chad betray. Yishar litin levnei Noach l'didhu leis lehu achari rabim lahatos. Oh, Dilma leichol midi. That maybe, can you give it to him? But maybe he doesn't have the idea of that the idea that you could follow a rove. I'm reading out of the Nod of Yehuda himself. Right, v'kevet the mi'at Torah l'didan shari rak midurabanan lo batel l'didhu af midurabanan. Right, so do we say that it's permissible for us? I guess I'm sure why it says rak midurabanan lo but only midurabanan lo batel, just midurabanan were machmaranet l'didhu af midurabanan shari. But there, maybe the guy doesn't have to hold of the dini durabanan of chad betray batel, so therefore will be maybe he'll be makel odilma, or perhaps no o mishkachas bebat, or do we say or maybe we'd say that it is the Basar Minachai. V'arei gam hagon anal kasav delgabi b'nei noach lo shayach achrei ravim afilu beruva. Right, so you see, even the Prima Gadim raised this doubt that perhaps we don't have the idea of rov when it comes to non-Jews. So v'im kain, just conclude the Piskei Tshuva here. He says v'im kain gabi Yehuda ger amoni v'chein ger gabi mitzri by the amoni and the mitzri v'adom ishni skairu mutarim lisa bas Yisrael ho v'vilvol tzancheiv will permit the Jew to marry them because tzancheiv mixed it up. So therefore, that's a rov l'gabi the Jewish people. Kol umos vazlin basa rov. Became the Kfar Niskairu, and because he already converted, Yishlem called Deniz, they have a den of Yisrael. Masha ain kein l'inyin chi of Mila, as opposed to a Mila, so the Mila is with regards to their mitzvah. With regards to their mitzvah, we're not going to say that they're Jewish, we're just going to say that they're Goyim. So for a Goy mitzvah, they have no idea to rely on the Rov. They have no right to rely on the majority, and therefore we're going to say, Safik, Ben Keturah, who? That maybe he's a Suffolk Ben Keturah, and therefore I'm not sure whose mitzvah it is exactly, but therefore, well, we would have the right to assume that way, and therefore go ahead and give them the bris. That's how you would defend the Rambam against the question of the Shagas Ari.
I was just learning this from Mishnah, I think it's in your dime, where this guy comes, you heard of Ben Ger from an Almon, and he asks if he can marry a Jew. Shammai says no. One says no, one says yes. Since some chayrev already mixed everybody up, you can marry a Jew, because who knows if you really know money.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's the core for all of these schools. That story over there. Right. He's in the Novi Yehuda himself. He goes through. Why would you learn that? So you go. Where do we learn out the idea of rov? How do we know that we have the right to rely on the majority? So he says. First of all, the idea of there's two types of majority. There's ruv de isa kaman, ruv de leisa kaman. What does that mean? Ruv de isa kaman is when you're trying to choose from what's in front of you. So you follow the majority of what's in front of you, and ruv de leisa kaman is when you're trying to figure out what the majority is of things in the world, not necessarily what's in front of you. But with regards to ruv de isa kaman, that's linked out from the idea of a beis din, that we follow the majority rules when it comes to beis din. So comes the notice that says, that doesn't apply to non-Jews. You don't need one person could put a non-Jew to death. One judge is sufficient to put a non-Jew to death. Therefore, you wouldn't have the idea of rov by that. And he says, and all the other proofs that are brought, so they all have to do with Jewish type things, right? The proof is, how could you ever bring a Korban Pesach? Maybe the Korban Pesach is a trefa, right? That's the question. I mean, how do you know it's really? And you can't examine it because then it's
you have to roast it whole,
so you can't examine it. So what right do you have to cook a Korban Pesach? The answer is that we have the right. We obviously have the right to follow the rov. And same thing by shechita in general. Maybe the spot where you did shechita, maybe that there was a trefa there, and you cut it open, you can't see anymore. No, you have the right to rely on rov. And the Gemara gives several examples of where we see that, but all of them are Jew related. None of them are halachos that would actually impact non-Jews. Now, I would be interested to see. Okay, so are there any chumras then for non-Jews as a result? He stops there. I took a few moments to think about that, and then. Stop thinking about it. But
you might not be able to. If there were three limbs and one of them was
Eruv, right? So he says, but that's the same din as by a Jew. But yeah, something like that. I mean, if you could figure out a chumra that we are making on something because we follow the rov that a non-Jew would have to be machmir on, that would be a case. Now I'm not sure you can. Discovered. I mean, he points out here as well that the issue of he says, but wait a second, non-Jews do rely. There is a aspect of rov that applies to non-Jews. It's three paragraphs. The first paragraph is what we just said. Second paragraph, the third paragraph is that prima gadim at the end. The second paragraph is where he asks, but wait a second, we would put a non-Jew to death for incest, for sleeping with his sister through his father, right? So how do you know that it's really his sister? Right? So by a Jew, we always have this question. How do you know that your father's really... We put a person to death for hitting their father. How do you know it's really his father? Right? So we say... So the Gemara says, Rov bi'ilos etzel bal. That most of the time his mother had bia, we assume that it was with the father. We assume that it was father, therefore we assume... And therefore you rely on Rov to establish that it's the son. So he says, okay, well, if not going to rely on Rov, if non-Jews don't have a halacha in Rov... So then how could you ever put a person to death for incest? Maybe they're not related. So he says, no, we'll follow Rov for them l'chumra, which is not b'kula. No, not in terms of minhagim or in terms of, just in terms of knowing who's related to who.
He used to marry the sister from the father.
So, I mean, that's even going to apply. V'i lo azlin basaruva gabi b'nei Noach lo mishkachas lav achos aviv v'lo eshes aviv. There shouldn't be a prohibition of marrying your aunt, I mean your father's sister, or marrying your father's wife, right? The dilma lav avivu. Maybe he's not your father. Right, so you assume, no, the chumrah, we're going to say that it's the father. There's another answer to this question of the Shagas, sorry, that I found interesting.
I just wanted to get back to Keturah. So since it doesn't have to be the robe, then we can just assume that they're B'nai Keturah and then they need a roof.
Right. So the, what?
That's according to the Rambam.
Right, according to the Rambam, that it applies Ladoros, that applies for all generations. So one of the proofs that the Shagasar used against him is that, what do you mean? It's all mixed up. So why would the Rambam all of a sudden, it doesn't fit? So the answer is because we're not, just because it was mixed up, we have the concern, and you don't have the right to say that they were all nullified. The Minchas Chinuch quotes the Nod Behuda as well, and says the whole question I don't understand. How do we compare Hadavar L'Psulei Kahal? Right, the Bishlam these prohibitions. The Bishlam Mahasam Bishashim is Gairim Havi Le Parish. Kamashivar Lakama Mitzvah Tafkov Samach Beis. Right, which this is Mitzvah Beis, by the way, right? The second, right, all the way Parshas Lechacha in terms of the mitzvahs. So that's discussed in Mitzvah 562, right? When we get up to that, right, so we'll point out that that halacha, but they're already separated. In Kain Shayach called the parish Meruba parish. What's he talking about here? So there's two concepts of mixtures of people or mixtures in general. There's a concept called called the par. Well, the first one he's giving is called the parish Meruba parish. That when something is separated from its source, so you have the right to follow the majority of what it is. Right. So if you find a the classic case of the 10 stores and 9 are kosher and 1 is not kosher and 1's in the middle, so you have the right to follow the rove of the stores from which it's coming from, right? Pushing all the other possible scenarios to the side. But there's also a concept called kol kavua kemechsa mechsadami, that when a suffix is found in its original spot, you only rule it as a 50-50 suffix. You rule it as just a suffix. What's the difference logically? I don't know if there's a difference. It's just it's probably just a takanas. It's probably just the rule. That's the rule. There's a concept of called the parish meruba parish. Called versus called kavua kamechsa mechsadami. So he says that when it's talking about a non-Jew who converts and joins the Jewish people, and now we have a question about, is that guy a Mitzri? Is that guy an Abimelech? So what is this? What is that person? That person is a parish, right? And therefore, you would say kol the parish meruba, right? We would follow whatever is, when a person is separated from their source, we follow the rov. But if the question is there's still a keturah, right? Now the question is just whether to give them a bris or not. So what do we call them? They're kavua. They're still in the original place. Which is, we would say, kol kavua kemechsal mechsadami. So yeah, Sancheira mixed everybody together, and therefore we have the right, anybody who comes into us, we'll say, we're going to follow the rove, and probably they're not where they're originally from, and they're probably not one of these prohibited people. But if they're still in their original place, so then it's a suffix based on their makom. In which case we would say, kol kavua kemechsal mechsadami. So that's his answer as well to this question of the Shagasari. And if that's the case, so then you're left back with this machlokas Rambam in the Rush. I didn't get the Shag story is long. This question appears at the end, so I'm not sure what his whole reason is for saying all the reasons he might give for following the Rashi over the Rush. But following Rashi over the Rambam. We generally follow the Rambam over a Rashi in his Peirush on the Gemara. So not sure what to do with that. Is that part of what people rely on Bizman Azet to go and do Mila in hospitals in Israel with Arabs? I don't know if that plays into the equation or not. Nishvas Avram, at least the English Nishvas Avram that I have, did not have a discussion on it. Yeah. What?
If they give a Mila to a day, they'd be relying on the Rambam.
For you to give a mila to a guy that's claiming it for their religious purposes.
Yeah, which means an Arab usually.
Correct. Now, you can also say that I'm not sure their religious... I mean, probably would be if it's part of their Avodah Zarah. Now, we don't assume that Islam is Avodah Zarah. Right. So, I don't know what you'd call that. Right, but on the other hand, I'm not sure you would be comfortable being a gabbai in a Muslim, you know, doing the call outs for tefillah.
You would not.
Right. So I'm not. I don't know. I'm sort of that's sort of for me where the trail all seemed to end in terms of this discussion. Okay, time for start the next thing here. Probably should go with a gemara for the next thing. What do we want to do here? Yeah, let's at least start the base Yosef here. Base Yosef in the beginning of Reish Samach Daled says everybody could give a mila. So in the Torah he says, right? Akol ksheirim lamul afilu eved isha, even a eved and isha and a katan. As well as a Jew who's an Arel, but only because his brothers had died because of Mila. By the way, I checked. My niece is a geneticist. Is that what we call them? A genetic counselor. That's what she is. Right. So she saw her at the bar mitzvah this past Shabbos. So I ran this whole hemophilia by her. Yes, it follows it's a female gene that affects males.
It's an X.
We got it. Right, that's what she said first. I was like, okay, now explain it, please. Okay, and we got that straight. So she agreed with the fact that we would say that it's an issue with the mother, that it's a third child by the mother, and we don't really care if it's a third child by the father, that makes sense, as we discussed last week. It's only a suffix with regards to the father, whether we would withhold back a bris from the third child. Right. So v'inish gadol shiyudei lamal kodem l'chulam. But if there's a gadol who knows how to give the bris, he comes before all of that. V'im ein gadol yimol echad me'elu. And if not, v'im ein gadol, so then we would use one of those three people, meaning an eved, isha, katan, or eved, isha, or katan. Aval gai, but a gai not at all, lo yimol klal. Chatzah rabam v'imal insarach lachzor l'yimol pam sheniyah. But if he does, you don't have to go back and do it again. We see here mitzvah kasha tzarach lachzor hatim ben adamris. However, in the smag, he says that you would have to go back and do a tafas dambris. So the Beis Yosef here says everybody's good to go, even an eved ishen katav, and that's what the Rambam says as well. But whom are seeing? Where does he get this from? So perek beis davodah zara. He learns it out from the second perek in avodah zara. Itmar, what does it say there? Minayin lemila begoy shehi psula. Where do we know that mila by a goy is pasul? The arubar papa mishmei the rav amar viatem viatal lo brisi tishmor, based on this pasuk of that you should keep my brisim, meaning speaking to Jews, right? Rabbi Yochanan, well, in that case speaking to Avram, but yeah, you'll keep my bris. Rabbi Yochanan says no, it comes from this pasuk himol yimol, that you should, double language of himol yamol, hamal yimol, he who had a bris should go ahead and do a bris. So my binayu, what's the nafkamina between these two? So it says isha, a woman is the difference. Now, I didn't understand why you're saying one over the other, right? But he had these two psukim, right? One is, again, the first pasuk is that you will keep my bris. The second one is himol yimol, he who has a bris will give a bris. So nafkamina between those two psukim, right? Which one you learn? A woman. And then he says, according to the opinion that says it's vata esprisi tishmor leka di isha. That's the one that would exclude a woman. Why? The lavas mila, but she's not one who gives mila. Ulaman da amar hamol yimol ika. That would be okay. The is a command to mihila damia, because in that case it's like a woman is considered as if she had a bris. So she just didn't need one. I don't know. I'm not sure what that means. But it's as if she is brist. We call her brist. Meaning Avraham Avinu is not going to be keeping her out of Gehenna. We'll keep her out of Gehenna also. That's actually a good point on that matter. So what about all the women? How does he keep the woman out of Gehenna? All right. Anyways, they're considered brist. What? What is he doing? Yeah. So anyways, Well, the answer to that is obviously what woman would ever have to go to Gehenna, right? So like the ish lav bas mili. So l'man da amar hamol yimol. So what? How do we paskin on that? So then you have a machlokas, right? Who's learning out? So Rav quoted from a pasuk that would exclude women. Now why you exclude women in one pasuk and not the other one pasuk? I don't know. That's probably couldn't figure out. But we do know that according to the way the Gemara lays it out is that Rav would. Would not permit a bris by woman. Rabbi Yochanan would permit a bris by woman, right? That's what we have.
They could do, that a woman could do.
Would permit a woman to do a bris, right? Now, how do we paskin between when you have machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? So v'chasu arifah rash, but so far Rabbi Yozu demila hilkach eichad aleika gavra Yehuda. If there's no guy there, the yadu lemima that knows how to give a bris, v'ika isasa Yehuda. And there is a woman. Pediatrician, right, who's there, the Yadulim Mimal, who knows how to give brises, right, Umala, Shapir Dam, that's fine. The Halacha Rabbi Yochanan, because we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, the Avad Yadua, the Dino Ki'isha. And we know that an Eved has the same halacha as a woman. So that's the first, that sounds like that from those Rishonim, we should pass like Rabbi Yochanan against Rav, and therefore say that women can do a bris. But katan adif me Eved, a katan is even better than an Eved or an Isha, because at least a katan would enter into that realm. It's a big chiddush. Now, here he says that, that would only be a katan higil chinuch, who knows what he's doing, right? Okay, but anyways, so about kolbo kasav, B'shem HaRav Yitzhak. Now, I don't know why he quotes from the Kolbo, because it's in Tosfos. Tosfos on the page quotes this from the Ri. Disha lo tamol, v'efshod l'chadchil ka'amar. That a woman can't give a bris, but maybe he was only speaking l'chadchila. Right? But anyways, Tosfos on the bottom, I don't have the Gemara here, but Tosfos on the bottom of that page in Avodah Zarah says that no, in this case we paskin like Rav. Why? Because he pulls out a brisa someplace that seems to indicate like Rav over a Biochan. So Tosfos paskins against. So, if you have like four more minutes, we could go and just see this in Shulchan Aruch, the way it's spelled out here. So in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Samach Dalet Sif Aleph, what does it say? Akol Ksheirim Lavel, everybody's mutter to have a bris. Afilu Eved Isha V'Katan, even a Eved, a woman, and a Katan. V'Aral Yisrael Shemesu Achiv Machnas Mila, and an Aral Yisrael who is exempt from a bris because his brother is old died. From Amila. V'Meish Yisrael Gadol Sheyudei Lavel Hukadam Kulan. But a Jew who's a Gadol who knows how to give a bris, he comes first. Is why that is, I don't know. But comes the Rama and says, V'yishorm de'isha lo tamal. But there are those who say that a woman should not give a bris. V'chein noagin lahadar achar ish. And therefore, that is our minug to try to find a guy to do it. So the Shach gets like all disturbed by this. Right? The Shach says, I don't know what he's talking about. Sifiz, lo yadana mai ka'amar. What's the Rama adding there? Right? Right, because the Mechaber already said it. The Gamla Mechaber, Yisrael Gadol Kodem L'chulam. Right? The Mechaber himself had said that a Gadol should come before all of those. And therefore, Mishum Hachino Agim Lahadar Achar Ish. Therefore, we always try to find a guy. V'imdaito Lomar that Filu Heicha Deleki Yisrael Gadol Ein Nosen Leisha. And if the Rama is saying no, that even if there is a Gadol, if there is no Gadol Yisrael, we still would not allow a woman to do that. Right, lamo v'noagin lahadar achar gadol. We try to find a gadol. Mishum deisha in a kasher. So a woman is not kasher to do it. Right, v'chimash kasav abach shezeu das asmak. But it's married that feel the even makom she'ena isha ena isha mela im kain lo shayek lazel lomer v'chinoagin. So therefore, why is the Rama saying? And therefore, our minug is to not allow women to do it. Like if it's the halacha, it's the halacha. If it's not the halacha, he's just saying the same thing that the Mechaber said. So the davar she'eino matzoi ein bo minug. To say that something that's never found, we don't call that a minug. I'm not sure what exactly the right phrase for that, but okay. The kenyan ashkaz le'asiv la'nav va'od afilu nagu kach haynu mishum ein anashim yodos lamol. And even if you say the minug zet, maybe that's the only reason of that is because women don't know how to do it. But tzarachin. Therefore the tzarachin on the language of the Rama. So I don't know if there's a way of responding of the Rama against it. I thought maybe the Rama is just being a little bit stronger and saying, yeah, we have the sheet of Tosos, which we really have to be, which the Mechaber seem to brush aside. The Rama seems to be saying that we have to be machmir for that sheeta. But maybe the Rama is still willing to say that, yeah, but push comes to shove, we would allow a woman to go ahead and do this. I go back and review it, but in one of Ari Leibowitz's, Rabbi Ari Leibowitz's Ask from the Rabbi's Desk series, he had the question, the Shaila was from a from. A urologist or just a pediatrician, whoever gives the brises in the hospital, right? So it was a from woman, So does it make sense, so if she comes across a Jewish baby, does it make sense for her, A, to give the bris, and B, to give the bris within 8 days, or is it better for her to try to avoid giving the bris? I mean, is there any goal in either of those, is there anything to gain in either of those scenarios? Or does she make matters better, does she make matter worse? So that is, I could track that down.
But they gain something, because you don't have to do, if a woman does it, you don't have to do a toughest down bris, right?
That's only sheet to the Ram. If a woman, that discussion was about a guy doing it. So the Rambam said you don't have
to.
No, that's the machlok. I mean, when we read just now about not doing a tafas dam bris, that's a sheet of the Rambam. The sheet of the Rambam said that if it's done, it's done. But but others we shown disagree, and we would go ahead and do it.
Oh, a woman did a bris.
Oh, I don't know about a woman. That line was about a guy. That line wasn't about a woman.
I hear a separate shear that said that you don't lift.
Right, if a woman went ahead and did it, would we do a tafas dam bris afterwards? I don't think so. I don't think we saw him. I don't think we saw anybody who said that he would. Because the only discussion.
Yeah, no, but they did. Yeah, I understand. Right. With the gore, you have to do it. But
That's a machlokas.
Even that's a machlokas.
That's a machlokas Rambam in the spot, yeah.
We have to be giving a bris.
Correct. So there are ways of answering that. Yeah. Maybe Tzipora only started it, or Tzipora got the goods, and the anti woman bris people have ways of answering that gemara. There's also further discussion, which has been whether a woman could be a sandik. That's also a little bit, but that actually shows up in the Ramah a little bit later. So maybe we'll save it for that.
Post-haste. Post-talk.